You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard Bialik. This is segment 11.
Ah!
Holy!
Zora!
She must be time traveling again.
Ah! Wow, this is really painful!
What is happening?
I'm really sorry, guys, but I gotta go. This must be the beginning of my next cycle.
What can we do?
Nothing! I'll see you again soon, guys. It's been really great, but I'm gonna miss you. I'm sorry.
Zora started to cry. She popped out of existence briefly and reappeared, covered in blood and with slightly shorter hair. Her guard uniform had fewer patches, too. It looked newer, if that's a reasonable description for something completely covered in human blood.
Ah! Wow, that one hurt. Oh, hey guys, what's happening?
Please tell me I'm not the only one who just witnessed this.
I saw it too.
Princess, please explain.
Is this the first time you guys watched me die? Whoa, that one must have been rough for everyone. This means that this is my second to last cycle with you. It's gonna be pretty sad.
Yes, it was. You should probably explain why you just died for no reason in front of us.
Zora flicked some blood off herself. Eddie inspected Zora's imaginary life candle. It was flickering like crazy, big, then small, then out, then relit. It was the same as it was the first time Zora appeared like that. It gave Eddie a headache to look at.
Since this is the point in time I traveled back to, I'm gonna guess they just hit a death point.
What?
Wow, I have to explain it this much? This is far back. Well, a death point is when I live long enough in a cycle to reach the point where my previous cycle began. There can't be two of me at once, so the older version of me dies and has jumped back in time, to be replaced by my younger version, jump back in time to the same spot.
What?
So if you survive to reach the time your last cycle started at, you die.
Yeah, on a different note, who are you and who's that?
I'm Steven.
Wait, if you were with us in your last cycle and you don't remember them,
what will happen to me that I would be forced to leave Meta?
I don't know, big guy. I'm sure I'll be fine.
I cannot imagine a world without Meta. I have no other friends.
Evan is stomping off. It doesn't look like he's going far, but
we should stop walking for a little while so Zora
can clean herself up.
Yeah, high five.
Well, aren't they adorable? What day is it?
The 5th.
Cool.
Can you give us any more information about what will happen to us?
How do we know if it's even the same month, the same year? No. Timeline differences.
Was that a playful shoulder punch thing?
Yes! So, how are things?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna go help Evan cool down.
We will come with you.
You know, things.
What? Why are you smiling like that and moving your eyebrows in that weird way?
You know, things with.
You're still doing it. What are you talking about?
Really? Oh, nothing.
No, tell me!
I really don't want to tell you anything about your future. It'll mess up my past. At least, tell me Ben and Meta are friends by now.
What?
Darn it.
Meanwhile, Eddie and the crew collected backpacks. The new, or old, Zora needed an herb refill, which was not comforting to the princess. And so, the group moved on. It seemed to them that the new Zora was more friendly, more willing to talk to them. She acted as if everyone were best friends, which was not nearly the case. Steven remained mostly silent in leading the group, while Evan started to distance himself from everyone but Meta, to the great sadness of Ben. Eventually, the team arrived in a village just as the sun was starting to set.
Oh yeah, the villages are about a day's walk apart.
So long as we stay in the kingdom.
With any luck, we won't have to leave.
We must acquire shelter for the night. I need to summon an angel.
After a beautiful spit take while Ben choked on the water from a thermos, Meta said she would explain more once room and board was found. She and Evan went off to find an inn, with Ben and Zora trailing behind. Eddie walked with the princess and Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Yes?
Why did you come with us?
To protect the princess.
I suppose all the longing stares off into the distance are really just you scanning the horizon for potential threats then. Never mind.
Well, you can't tell anyone I told you.
I would never, but Zora doesn't remember you. Is there a reason you leave the quest?
Steven rolled up his left sleeve. A tattoo of a beautiful red dragon curled up his arm and around his shoulder.
A soulmate tattoo? How old are you? I thought you were an adult.
I'm 20 years old. When I was thinking about following you, I noticed my skin was starting to get red. When I finally decided I wanted to come to protect the princess, the tattoo suddenly came into focus.
And then you're gonna meet your soulmate soon.
Judging by the details the dragon gave on the walk today, I'm going to meet my soulmate in less than a week.
Boy or girl?
I'm bisexual, so either. I just hope it's someone who lights soon.
To what?
It's silly. I just like to garden. I never had much time for it as a guard.
Listen, oh unknowing ones, to the tale of the soulmate tattoos. Legend tells that those born here in the kingdom are all connected to each other by the same strands of magic that give our royal family their powers. When one is meant to find their soulmate, a tattoo appears somewhere visible on the body. The tattoo depicts some useful piece of information that will guide you to your soulmate. Without a soulmate tattoo, one cannot find true love.
Ooh. That's so cool.
At least you want to hear my stories. Oh, hey, Evan and Meta are back.
Come, everyone. We have found a lodging for the night.
At the, unfortunately named, Standing Rock Inn.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, Evan, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!